Here at Thrashterpiece Theater care about our heroes. We honor their sacrifice of dating or being popular. We honor their courage to play through blisters and the traumatic stress of carpal tunnel. We respect all of the fallen controllers and broken game consoles our heroes endured. We say thank you. We say thank you to our heroes. Our guitar heroes. Hey, welcome to Thrashterpiece Theater. We thought tonight we would do a little tribute show to all of the bands that were on those games, Guitar Heroes from back in the day. Jake, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Not much.
Any of you ever play this game?
Yes.
A little bit.
I got it for Christmas when the first one came out on PS2.
I actually watched people play this game more than ever played it. I mean, I was really bad at it, but I like semi-learned how to play a real instrument, so whatever. Anyway,
you sort of look like you're playing Guitar Hero now when you play a guitar.
I'll take it.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Yeah, I can't figure that one out. What was the first song we heard, Jake?
Judas Priest with Firepower from
awesome.
Firepower.
All right, let's from get to some
Firepower,
more stuff.
From Firepower. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Thrasherpiece Theater. We are honoring our guitar heroes tonight. Moreover, honoring the bands that were on Guitar Hero.
And we just heard Death Clock with Go Into the Water. Before that was Mastodon with The Motherlode. And we start off with Suicidal Tendencies, I Feel Your Pain.
I have an idea, guys. Let's fire the game up real quick, because I want to play a song. A random song. I don't care what song it is. I'm just going to play it.
Nice.
All right? Let's do it.
All right.
I suck, but we're going to do it.
All right.
All right.
Click, click.
Oh, not this fucking song.
Let's go.
I hate this fucking band.
Pick it up, Mark. Come on.
You're missing some notes there, man.
Oh, am I? Damn. Did I hit the wrong note? Oh, was it supposed to be green? Oh, was it supposed to be orange? Oh, I'll hit red.
You better get some star power.
I'll hit red. I'll hit red. I'll hit red.
Let me see it.
No, God.
You're still missing them, man.
My God.
This sucks.
You need to work on your picking hand.
What is this crap? I'm going to play with my teeth. Well, that went over well.
Let's let Thin Lizzy take over now. This is toughest street in town.
Tough enough.
Do you know the name of your solitude? If you ain't got the answer, if you don't know the truth, if you want the power, then let it flow through. Would you let it go? Oh, would you let it go? Oh, would you let it go? Cannot end this morning of my life. Show me how the gods kill. There cannot in this morning of my life show me how the gods kill.
Welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater.
Thank
Our guitar
you.
Hero lives here.
He does, though. That was Danzig with How the Gods Kill. Before that was Motorhead with Love Me Like a Reptile. And we started off with Thin Lizzy, Toughest Street in Town.
You know that Thin Lizzy still isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, really?
No.
Is it because they're Irish?
It's because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a fucking joke.
Well, yeah. That's true, too.
You know. Pete Rose isn't in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't consider it legit. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Then why'd you bring it up?
just to say that Thin Lizzy should be in it.
It's true. If you're going to have a sham organization called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Thin Lizzy should be in it.
Let's start our own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's do it. Who would be your first inductee?
The other Rock and Roll.
Quickly!
Myself. I don't know.
No, what I'm saying.
Who would be?
But that's my point, though. Is that
I don't know who's in the real one to know who to put
Thin
in the
Lizzy
fake one.
Should be proud that they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, given that assessment of it. That
I
is,
get it. I'm just saying that until they are, it's a farce.
True, but if you put them in, is it not a farce anymore? It's still a farce. Plus, I'd be proud if I were Thin Lizzy that I'm not in that thing.
Fair.
Yeah. We always got something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
And apparently Thin Lizzy still tours, right? Because the first song we played tonight, Judas Priest, the first song we played, the drummer in that band is also in Thin Lizzy now.
Travis Scott.
Yeah. Travis Scott, yep.
All right, more Guitar Heroes. Woo!
Ah! madness in ruin, and Bernadation has forsaken the countryside. Only one guy will remain. My money's on Tractor! Tractor! And the Tractor comes in the night!
know that was coming.
Warn me!
Hey, who sings that song?
That was Mark.
Welcome back to Trash Piece Theater!
That was Slayer with Mark Ensemble. Before that, we heard Strong Bad with Mark Dore. And then before that was Mega Mark with Tornado of Souls.
Oy.
Oh, man. All right, what do we got coming up next?
The next
Actually,
tune?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
This is the final block.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You're kind of giving it away, but
we're
yeah.
We're organized here.
So, you want to know what the next song's going to be?
I do.
Okay, it's Shot in the Dark, Ozzy Osbourne.
Welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater. A guitar hero lives here.
Thanks.
You are a guitar hero to me, Jake.
That was Helmet with In the Meantime from Meantime. From Meantime. From And before that, we had Ozzy Osbourne with Shot in the Dark.
On Meantime.
Shot in the Dark.
I think the Children of Bodom version of that was better.
Let's play
Listen,
it. Go ahead, stick it in.
We just sat here and debated this.
What?
And I'm going to tell you now, it ain't. And that's the final word on it.
I disagree.
You're wrong. You can disagree all you want. You're wrong.
I disagree with you that
you
I'm
are,
wrong.
You are 100%
I think
wrong.
That I'm right.
You are 1,000% wrong.
I disagree.
That song has no swing.
Let's do this.
It's boring.
Next episode, we're gonna play them. We're gonna play them over each other. We're gonna play them at the same time.
But the Aussie version didn't have swing. It wasn't. It wasn't Bodom? Syncopated. It wasn't in swing time. It wasn't.
Bodom. No, not swing Bodom. Swing, but like a little bit of.
That's how you say Bodom.
That's a made up thing. That
swag.
People talk
it has
about.
Some swag. There's a little swag there.
That's a
lot of Bodom.
Things like that come from a personal attachment to a song. But anyway,
that's actually a good point.
Bodom is a lake in Finland where
which
a bunch
doesn't
of children
mean that you're not.
Murdered.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
children of Bodom.
Tell us more, Mikey.
That was the whole story.
Nice.
I don't know the whole thing offhand. I didn't. There's probably like a.
I like how Mike pretends.
You just know you like shitty covers.
I like good covers.
Mike pretends he's not emotionally attached to the Children of Bodom.
I'm emotionally attached to nothing.
Version of it.
All right. Here's
I'm a nihilist, remember?
That's actually, yeah.
Oh, disclaimer. For any of you who don't listen to anything but Guitar Hero soundtracks or the game, none of these songs are actually in Guitar Hero, but all these bands that we played tonight are.
That's an important note, yeah.
It is an important note.
And all the songs
and
are
also
from the
Travis
same
Scott
album.
Is in Travis Scott, or how's that work?
Sorry. Yeah. The custodians of Wikipedia would like you to know that Scott Travis, who's a drummer, is not to be confused with Travis Scott. It says not to be confused with.
I'm pretty sure it's the same person, though.
I mean, look at him.
All right, last song of the night, Deep Purple with Bloodsucker.
Oh,
good night,
God.
Everyone. Code of Neutron's Protonic Reversal is next. Keep shredding, even if it's a video game.